Today is Wednesday, November 4th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So once again, we do not yet have a winner of the presidential election. Although it does show that for the Senate, the Democratic Party is behind the Republicans, and I was hoping that that would not be the case because there was a lot of talk that we might get, I say we, I'm really an independent, I'm not registered with any party, but there was talk that the Democrats would possibly get a majority in the Senate, and it looks like the Republicans are going to pull that one out. And we'll see. I mean, there's still how many ever seats? There's still five, six, seven, like seven seats left up. So, but Republicans are at 48 and Democrats are at 45. On the House, it looks like we will maintain a majority on the House side of things. We're currently at 203. Republican Party is at 188. But the Senate is not looking so good for, and I don't know the news, I'm just looking at the pretty pictures, so maybe there's some news that you guys know about. For the presidential race, I'm sure you guys are all watching. So last night, I recorded Throwing Down with Joe Batanz and found out that we're going on a vacation or a break for the next 2 months, and we're going to start back in January. And so that means I'm down to two podcasts a week. Well, six podcasts a week. Six episodes a week that I will be releasing. And that gives me a little bit more of a break. So that's not bad. I love doing Throwing Down with Joe, but it's good to have a little bit of a break. And I think Joe probably needed a break for all of the podcasting that he does, or from all of the podcasting that he does as well. So when we recorded yesterday, and I was so tense about the election, and I still am. I think I've gotten a little bit better because part of me, it has come down to the worst possible scenario of all of the possible Biden wins. There were all of these projections of how Biden could possibly win, and all of them involved getting either Pennsylvania or Florida or Georgia or one of those larger swing states that had more electoral votes. And it looks like Joe Biden could win, but it's so close that we don't know. And of course, Trump is trying to, as we knew would happen, Trump is going to now try to stop the voting or stop the counting of mail-in ballots in a couple of the key swing states. And I don't know what's going to happen, but last night when all these red states started lighting up, and I should have been prepared for it because a lot of articles said, hey, the Republicans are all going to vote day, election day. And so all of those results that come in first are going to be those that were there election day. Democrats all did early voting or mail-in voting, and so those are going to come in slower. But when all of these states, including ones that Biden had been originally projected to win, started lighting up as pink on the little map, I was so antsy and nervous. And when we recorded Throwing Down, I was feeling that. And so I kind of resigned myself to like, you know what, Adam, the person you want to win in anything, in reality competition, presidential elections, whatever, never wins. And so I kind of let my pessimistic side take over. And I just kept thinking that. And it didn't really help because I was very negative and very, all we could talk about was the election because I really couldn't get that off my mind. So we talked about the election the entire time. And then last night, I couldn't be bothered to cook because I was so stressed out. So Mark and I went and got chicken sandwiches from Popeyes. And we tried to watch The Queen's Gambit, which is actually a really good show on Netflix. And I I don't think it's a true story, but I think it is based on a book about a girl who becomes a chess prodigy, basically, or she is a chess prodigy, but she's also dealing with alcohol and drug abuse, and she's an orphan, and it's really good. The main character, the girl who plays, and I can't remember her name because I'm horrible with names, but the girl who plays the main character, who's the chess prodigy, does such an excellent job. I just really enjoy her acting, and I think it's a really good show. I think it's a really good show. If you have Netflix, I think anyone should watch it who likes good shows. And we have a couple of episodes left, and we watched a couple of episodes last night, but I was literally holding my phone and refreshing the AP map that Google displays, the Associated Prep map, Associated Press. Just over and over, I was refreshing, refreshing, refreshing. And finally, Mark said, you know, we need to watch something that you're going to actually not have to focus on because you're so distracted. And so we switched over to, we watched Millionaire, and I think that was it. We watched Millionaire, and then we watched some YouTube stuff before bed. And then when I got in bed, I was able to go to sleep, thank goodness. I watched one of my favorite YouTube channel persons, Rumi Official, who does a lot of pop music. He reviews a lot of pop music stuff. He does review videos, but he also sings. He's a very good singer, and he's very musically knowledgeable, and I enjoy his, he's funny, he's cute. I enjoy his channel. So I put on his channel, and I fell asleep while I was watching that. So luckily I was able to fall asleep. And then when we woke up this morning, it was looking a little bit better for Biden than it had been looking last night. Last night I thought we were going to get a, you know, speech from Biden saying, well, you know, I'm conceding, and we were going to get Trump saying, I've won. Apparently at 2 a.m., Trump said he had won, and they were going to stop the counting because he thought he had won. But we all know that's not going to happen because there are legal ballots that are still out there. So, and there have already been Supreme Court rulings, either state or federal, on this. So I feel like the counting is going to continue. So all that being said, I am in a little bit better state today because I've prepared myself for, you know, the possibility that Biden may not win. But I also had a little bit of a boost this morning when I saw Biden was doing a little bit better this morning than he was last night when I went to sleep. Because now if I look, Michigan is looking like a Biden win. And Nevada is looking like it could be a Biden win. And so if he wins both of those, he wins the election. He's at 270 votes. Pennsylvania, I don't know. I have looked at a couple of news articles because I'm really trying not to watch the 24-hour coverage. I'm trying just to look at the map, maybe read a couple of articles in a couple of newspapers. But I don't really want to get stressed out by all the scenarios that are discussed by the political pundits on all the channels. So I didn't want to watch that at all. And I'm really avoiding social media as much as possible. And there were predictions that the way it was skewing, that even though Biden was pretty far behind in Pennsylvania, that all the mail-in ballots were skewing towards Biden, or 80% of them or something like that. And so as they kept counting the mail-in ballots, that they thought Biden would close his gap and possibly even take over. But he's so far behind. He's over. Now, it has Trump's lead has decreased a little bit, I think, over the past day, but not much. He's still 300,000 votes behind Trump. Biden is, with 87% reporting. Now, I don't know how many votes are in that 87%, but it's getting more and more likely in my mind that Trump's going to win Pennsylvania. So it's so close. I mean, it's so close. So I'm trying to prepare myself for either eventuality, is what I'm trying to do. But if Biden is able to pull out Michigan and Nevada, he wins. If he gets Michigan and Pennsylvania, he wins. If he gets Nevada and Pennsylvania, he wins. But if he doesn't get one of those three, if he doesn't get two out of those three states, he loses, basically, is how it works out. I'm sure everyone's aware of this. So I'm trying just to prepare myself. I have been able to work today. I wasn't so distracted that I wasn't able to work. In fact, I went a few hours without even looking at the map. So I think I'm looking at it right now as I'm recording this, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I don't know how far it's going to drag out. I hope we know something within the next. Hopefully, it would be nice if we knew something tonight, but I hope we know something by the end of the week. Worst case scenario. I hope we don't get into all of these legal battles and stuff like that. I mean, I know they've filed a couple of lawsuits, the Trump campaign has, but I hope those don't come to fruition. I hope nothing happens and we just finish counting the votes and whoever wins, wins. That's kind of what I hope happens. We'll see. So yeah, we just watched TV last night and I tried to not chew my fingernails. I don't even chew my fingernails, but if I did, I would have been last night. My leg was bouncing up and down for sure, because that happens when I'm nervous. And my mom called me today, but I've been in so many meetings at work because we've had all these, here's another corporate term that we use, fire drills. Because we've had such management shakeup and we have a new big boss. I don't even know what his title is, but like a new guy that's over everything technology related, basically. Maybe he's the CTO. I'm not sure. I don't think he's the CTO. I think he's over. I don't really pay attention to what these upper people are over. It doesn't really impact my day-to-day job usually. Regardless, he's a big boss. We have to create all these slides for him and make him happy. And we've been working on it for the past 2.5 weeks and having all these meetings. So I've been in meetings most of the day today because the requirements keep changing. So I was able to do that. My mom called me during one of those meetings and I wasn't able to answer. And I haven't seen them in a couple of weeks. But I'm a little bit hesitant to call her back because I don't want to discuss politics. And so I would love this to be said and done before I talk to her. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to call her back or just try to hold her off until this is all over. Because I don't want her to say, oh, what do you think about the election or something like that? Because I don't want to discuss it because I'm sure they voted for Trump and I voted for Biden. And I just don't want to have that discussion. Tonight, I'm going to try to force myself to cook because I really have to start cooking. And so hopefully I will cook something tonight. If I have the willpower to do so, because I have meat that has to be cooked. And that's about it. We're just going to watch some more TV. Tonight's the recording for the church orchestra, but I'm not going. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.